new faces on the coaching staff as we embark into a new season. Hello, everybody. I'm Matt Boyer, joined by Phil Milani, Eric Dalala. This is the Broncos countdown to camp. And guys, we mentioned it. This is a new staff that we're seeing for the Broncos heading into the 2017 season. Vance Joseph has already been through OTAs and minicamp. What have you guys seen as far as differences between, you know, that Super Bowl run and now?
Well, I think one thing that you've seen from Coach Joseph is how he interacts with different players. I think Trevor Siemian talked about big into accountability. Chris Harris Jr. noticed the music and said our new coach is a little bit hip. And so I think that's kind of where you've seen his impact so far, because he's not calling plays on defense. He's not calling plays on offense. He's hired two very capable people to do that. But what he has done is connect with the players. You saw in a mic'd up segment you did a few weeks back, he's going over, he's connecting with DT, he's connecting with CJ. That's what he's done best.
That's far too much credit you've given Phil already in this segment.
No. Plenty of credit. The one thing that's interesting for him is that this is the first time as a head coach. He sort of at first was like, where do I stand? Where do I go around? But I think he's really settled into his role now. And like you mentioned, the two assistants that he has there. On the offensive side of the ball, I think you're going to notice a change right away with Mike McCoy coming in, calling plays on the offensive side of the ball. And gosh, how many times have we heard the quarterbacks talk about Bill Musgrave, the job that he's been doing in that quarterback room? Something that Coach McCoy does a little bit differently is that whatever the strengths of those players are that he has, whether it's Paxton, Trevor, whether he notices the strengths of the offense or on the outside, wherever it is, he'll change his offense to play up those guys' strengths.
There's a lot of change on the offensive side, but on the defensive side, a lot of the faces are the same. Joe Woods is now the defensive coordinator. He, of course, the secondaries coach underneath Gary Kubiak. Vance Joseph also worked under Gary Kubiak as well. But when you have a staff that stays, how much does that help the defense?
I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, as the old saying goes. And I think the players like it. You know, Bill Kolar's sticking around, Pugich is sticking around, Reggie Herring's sticking around. Those guys did a good job. Their players like playing for them. The defense has been successful for the last few years, so why mess with it? I mean, you've got a new face in the secondary room with Marcus Robertson, who the secondary has just raved about. But for the most part, Joe Woods has said, we're going to keep Wade Phillips' defense after he departed for Los Angeles. But we're going to give it a little bit of a twist. I think he said we're going to put some sugar on it.
Yeah, I think he's going to put his own stamp a little bit on, particularly on third downs. I think that he's going to mix some things up. I know that at times last season he thought they were a little too vanilla on defense. Maybe he's going to bring in some more blitzes. We know that Wade Phillips doesn't like to blitz too much. I think maybe we're going to see some different exciting plays. I know a guy like Chris Harris or somebody in the secondary, they like to get after a quarterback, get a little taste in the backfield themselves.
Early in games, too, is something Joe Woods has emphasized a lot. Last year we saw a lot of teams march down the field and score against the Broncos. Joe Woods has said, you're not going to see that this year.
Do you think, one thing I noticed real quick, the tempo of practice really increased. Coach Joseph likes to get his guys up and moving quickly on the defensive side of the ball, especially in practices. Are we going to see something similar, do you think, in training camp? How do you think these practices at training camp are going to go?
These guys have been going back and forth at each other. You know, it's been physical. It's been competitive. I think that that's something that they wanted to see from this Broncos team on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, and something about Coach Joseph, he's not just talking about competition. We saw in Miami, last year, they cut two starting offensive linemen after they had a bad game. So if Vance says this is what's going to happen, you need to do this to keep your job, you better believe him. And I think the players are really taking that to heart and going after it.
On the next episode, we're going to put it all together, the season outlook, what we can expect, what might surprise some people. We'll have it on our final episode of Countdown to Camp. But until then, I'm Matt Boyer for Phil Milani, Eric Dalala. We will see you on the next episode of Broncos TV Countdown to Camp.